T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
She was going home to mom and dad to drop a Thanksgiving bomb. Before the Thanksgiving holiday break, we heard from Leslie, who had some big news, and this was her original call to us.
My boyfriend and I, we've been dating for almost a year, but not quite a whole year, and we're going to my parents for Thanksgiving, and I've got to break the news to them that I'm pregnant, which is good news. I'm 100% in love with my boyfriend and believe that we're going to be awesome together, that he's the one. I just don't know how my family is going to take this. My mom's met him once, and when she came to visit, and I mean, that all went fine, but I am just absolutely terrified that the first time my dad is going to meet him is like, I'm dropping this big bomb. And my dad's kind of pretty protective of me.
In your mind, I know you got to be playing through all these different scenarios. What do you think your dad's going to do?
I don't know. I could picture him like blowing up. Mm-hmm. I could picture him like getting really quiet and not even talking. I don't know. I don't know which way this is going to go.
Both those are very safe bets.
All right, so that's the original call from Leslie, and y'all gave her some great advice, like this advice from Caitlin.
So I went to my mom's work, day I found out, showed her the pregnancy test. We both cried in my car for like an hour. Then she told me everything was going to be okay, she's going to be here for me. But I did not tell my dad right away. I waited until I was like 11 weeks to tell my dad, and I called him when he was at work because I knew he couldn't yell at me. I called him, I was like, hey, so sit down. And then I told him, and he was like, what? But they both love him to death, and we're actually about to celebrate his first birthday. So
okay.
Everybody loves him.
Solid advice from Caitlin, and more came in from Morgan.
Definitely call mom first, and definitely wait till the first trimester. Moms always know first. Dads know about engagements. Moms know about pregnancies.
Oh, that is a great rule. Well, she dropped the Thanksgiving bomb, and she is willing to share the story with us. So we're going to catch up with Leslie. Coming up next, we'll get her on hold and hear the full story on how it went just after Maroon 5 with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Leslie told us before the Thanksgiving holiday that she had to tell her parents she is expecting a baby with a boy her mom met once and her dad has never met. And she is here joining us this morning to give us an update. Before I pick up the phone, predictions on what happened. Mark?
I don't think that. Curtis? I don't think dad took it well. I don't.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it took it well because he never met the guy.
Mark?
I spent the weekend trying to put myself in dad's shoes. As a father and I have a daughter, she were to come over and say, I'm pregnant. Okay, I love you. I'm going to support you regardless. But the fact that I've never even met the guy would infuriate me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I would put on a fake smile, but I don't know if I could do it. I think it would ruin Thanksgiving.
Really?
It would completely ruin
the
dinner.
Okay, my prediction is that mom and dad are both really excited, but it took them a minute to digest the news. That's what I'm going with.
So which one caused more indigestion, the food or the news?
Well,
both of them.
Let's find out. Leslie is back. Hey, Leslie.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, friend.
Oh, okay.
Good morning.
I'm trying to tell by the tone of her voice.
Okay. All right. Well, she's kind of bubbly anyway. So
I know you are,
I mean,
so bubbly.
She's got kind of that pregnant thing going.
Okay, so take us through the story. You head home for Thanksgiving to see mom and dad, and your boyfriend came with you, and...
So, okay, I decided to take the advice to wait and tell my parents till like all the family had left.
Yes.
So I decided to do it at the weekend, but, you know, just wait till everybody had left. But I also took the advice to tell my mom first, which I actually thought was really good advice.
Okay.
However, my mom accidentally let it slip when I declined a glass of wine. So I had to come clean just like right there in front of everyone. And it was not at all how I had it planned. And my dad gave me the complete silent treatment, which
no.
It was just, it made dinner so awkward. And, you know, I didn't know what he was thinking. And I was just, I was like dying inside. And I was like, oh, this just completely did not go the way it was supposed to go down. But,
So when you told mom first, she was so excited.
Yes, okay. She was, which I kind of thought would be the case. So that was a complete relief. But yeah, my dad actually, I think it was a little worse than I thought it was going to be. Like,
aww.
I mean, it was like stone cold. Like, even with like our relatives, like it was bad. Yeah.
So how did your mom let it slip? Was it one of those they're passing wine around and, oh, Leslie, I know why you're not drinking? Was it one of those?
Yes. I was like, are you kidding me, Mom? Like, why did I tell you?
Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, Leslie, let me ask you this. As a dad, gave you the silent treatment. What was the boyfriend's name? I think we were calling him John. What was his reaction? And furthermore, did they ever talk?
So he got like all awkward and then started like trying to crack like stupid jokes and stuff, which just was like, oh, this is like making it even worse.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, they did talk. They actually went on a 2-hour walk. And I was like, oh my gosh, are they fighting? Like, did my dad kill John? Like, what? I was freaking out. I was like, what is the deal? But I have to say, when they returned, they were like teary-eyed, and they kind of seemed at peace. So I asked, you know, I asked John, I'm like, how did it go? Like, what did you guys talk about? And John said that he promised my dad that he was always going to be there for me and take care of me and not let anything like happen to me. And I have to say, they have a golf trip planned for this weekend, which is like way better than I could have expected.
Oh my gosh, that's great. That's so sweet. So 2 hours is a long time to talk.
Tell me about it. Oh my God.
Oh, I love that. And I think that it's so cool that your boyfriend was like, okay, like, this is not the perfect situation, but I'm going to have this man-to-man talk. That's really cool.
Have you had a chance to speak to your dad just one-on-one, just you two?
I mean, just kind of briefly, you know, like, just like, Dad, I love you. I'm sorry. I hope you're okay with this. But not extensively, no.
Okay. Well, I'm so excited for you. This sounds like it went great. And you're not going on the golf weekend, right?
No.
Okay, it's just that.
Yeah, since John's probably going to ask to borrow some money. So, I mean, now that they're buddies and everything, why not?
Oh, well, that is a great update. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Well, thank y'all.
I appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. That is so awesome. All right, well, good luck with everything. Stay in touch with us. Let us know how it's going.
Thank you. I will.
Okay, awesome.
Coming up in minutes.
I don't think that could have gone any better.
That was pretty cool.
Boy, look at y'all. You gave her the worst advice before the break.
But a 2-hour walk. I want to know deets.
You know what? I could see my mom doing the same thing. I know why you can't drink. Oh, crap. Dang it. I'm not supposed to say that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.